Among those five female leaders was the first female agriculture education teacher in North Dakota, Jane Hammer, North Dakota's first female star farmer, Erica Kinner, and the state's first and only female national FFA officer, Amber Haugland. Haugland served as a national FFA officer in 2001. She says there's been a shift of women officers serving in the FFA since then, both on the state and national level. In fact, 60% of the FFA officers in North Dakota are female.
You know, traditionally, I guess when I was in high school, most of the FFA state officer teams would have been comprised of, you know, mostly male, predominantly male teams with a couple of women in it. Now we're starting to see, mainly female teams with a couple of men in it, or a mixture of all of those things.
Former North Dakota FFA Foundation Executive Director Beth Bakke-Stengem reflects on her time in the FFA.
We really didn't, in our chapter, have many women. In fact, we were really the first class to get really involved with the FFA as far as girls getting involved in the FFA. And I just remember when we were going through, when we were junior high students and we were going through the high school and we were taking a tour of the high school, and the principal said, "This is where the girls will take home ec." And then we went to the shop, and this is where the boys will take VOAG.
Harvey, North Dakota FFA advisor Jody Free is the longest tenured female ag teacher in North Dakota. She's been teaching since 1999.
I think we've changed the landscape for a better and positive, and shown some of the girls in our classrooms that anything is possible, and ag is for them as well.
The Red River Farm Network's North Dakota FFA convention coverage is sponsored by the North Dakota Farmers Union, Nutrien Ag Solutions, Bayer, Corteva Agriscience, NDFB, Proceed, Ag Country Farm Credit Services, and Farm Credit Services of Mandan. Reporting agriculture's business from Fargo, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.